Starting tonight, the Taliban and U.S. forces will limit their fighting in Afghanistan. The 7-day partial ceasefire comes after almost a year and a half of intense negotiations. If this agreement holds, the two sides will sign a broader pact next week. People are hoping the process leads to a lasting peace deal and the withdrawal of U.S. troops. But some people are worried about a future Afghanistan with the Taliban in power and how women would fare. The world's Shirin Jafari has more.
This is the closest that the U.S. and the Taliban have ever come to ending the war in Afghanistan. After months of on-again, off-again negotiations, there now seems to be progress. On this path to peace, there are three parts. The first one starts tonight. Michael Kugelman is with the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington.
The two sides, the Taliban and the U.S., have agreed to some type of reduction in violence, but it's unclear as to what exactly that means.
For example, does the agreement cover the entire country? Who will enforce this? And what happens if one side reneges? But if it is successful, part two begins.
Then there would be a deal concluded between the U.S. and the Taliban on a troop withdrawal.
Part three, as the U.S. starts to withdraw its troops, the Taliban will sit down with representatives of the Afghan government to negotiate a peace deal. Just a few hours after the announcement of the agreement today, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani addressed the nation in a televised speech. Dear compatriots, he began, the next steps in the peace process will depend on the outcome of this week. Afghan forces will be monitoring the situation, he said. But there are already complications. This week, the Afghan Election Commission finally announced the winner of the presidential election. It was held 5 months ago. Ashraf Ghani is the winner, the commission said. But Abdullah, Ghani's main rival, hasn't accepted the results, and he said he's launching a parallel government of his own. Here's Marco Kugelman again.
So essentially, you're having a new political crisis come into place at the very moment when you need all of the different political stakeholders in Afghanistan needing to come together, form some type of united or common front to be able to chart some type of strategy toward peace.
Afghans have expressed mixed reactions to a possible deal between the U.S. and the Taliban. Women in particular have raised concerns about any deal that includes the Taliban.
Salam, Salah jan. Khubin?
Salam. One of them is Saleha Soada, a 30-year-old journalist and a human rights advocate in the capital, Kabul. Saleha says that the Taliban is just looking for a way to get into power, and that once it does, it will enact laws that treat women as second-class citizens. That's what it did when it was in power in the 1990s. She says so far she hasn't heard anything from the Taliban to make her think otherwise. And she blames the U.S. She says when the U.S. invaded Afghanistan in 2001, one of its justifications was to improve the lives of Afghan women. But now, when advocates ask about women's rights in the peace negotiations, the Americans say that's something that the Afghans have to decide for themselves. Last year, I asked the Taliban spokesman, Sohail Shaheen, how the group thinks about the rights of women in Afghan society. This is what he said.
Actually, we are committed to women's rights, education and work. But of course, as Muslim women, they are to have all these rights within the Afghan and Islamic values.
He says women will have rights, but only under Islamic values. It's this caveat that worries Saleha, because the Taliban has a strict interpretation of Islam. In the past, the group banned education for girls. Women could only be in public if they had a male family member with them. But some Afghan women believe that despite these concerns, the Taliban has to be included in the peace process. Maryam Bardak used to work for the country's National Security Council. She says that a dialogue with the Taliban is crucial to ending the war in Afghanistan.
The Taliban are not the Taliban of the 1990s.
Wardak points out that yesterday, a major Taliban leader published an opinion piece in the New York Times.
All we have understood that these Afghan Taliban are men with turbans and gun and they don't know how to communicate. This article is quite clear that these are men who want to sit down and want to negotiate.
In fact, she thinks negotiations with the Taliban should have started a long time ago.
Many people are actually benefiting from war. They're receiving finances, contracts, etc. Then nobody really engaged in peace engagements.
Now there is an opening, she says, and all sides should give it a chance. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.